As a heads up and content note before we get into today's episode, we're not going to go into the details, but the writer and director Victor Salva was convicted of sexual misconduct in 1988 after he sexually abused a child actor that was in his film Clown House. He had child sexual abuse materials in his home and was sentenced to 3 years in a state prison. He served 15 or 18 months. I saw both lengths documented in different places. The survivor of Salva's violence, Nathan Forrest Winters, has since given interviews and has been working on a documentary about the abuse perpetrated by Salva. I think I saw a post on Winters' Twitter account with a link to the doc, but the link no longer works, so I'm not positive. Winters has also led boycotts against Salva's films Powder and the third Jeepers Creepers. Both of these films had minors in the cast. We found out about Salva's crimes after watching the movie and don't recommend spending money to support the franchise or Salva. We figured we didn't know about this, and there was a chance that other folks didn't know either. It's part of the all-too-common cycle in Hollywood where abusers are able to keep or reclaim their status, position, and wealth, while the victims and survivors are left behind and often pushed out of their industry, like Winters was. We didn't want to talk about this without making it clear what crimes Salva has committed against children, and we hope to amplify the story of Nathan Forrest Winters and point out some of the ways people of power manipulate and redirect news and attention. Just Go With It is a podcast hosted by two millennials who swear. And also, it's about horror films, so listener discretion is advised. We will put specific content warnings in the show notes.
Boo!
the lost piggy!
Piggy!
Someday we'll figure it out.
What? Hell House. That was the episode.
Oh, it was?
Yeah, I think so.
Dang.
So if anybody wants to go back and listen to Hell House LLC, apparently I go piggy and we don't know why. We don't know why. I have no context for it.
We looked at the waveforms. We looked at the context.
It was at two different times too. Yeah. When we're editing, it was at like one time. And then on the episode, it was at a different, because our friend went back and tried to find it. He was like, it's not there, but I found it later. And I'm like, I don't know, man. Listen, I don't have control over my piggies, okay?
They go rogue. My piggies go rogue.
20 to 50 feral piggies.
So how would you do that when I took a sip?
I didn't know you were sipping.
Piggy sipping.
Oh my god. Speaking of dipping little piggies in... dipped his little piggies into that tunnel and he never came out. Well, no, he did.
He came out and then he went into the House of Pain Part 2.
House of Pain Part 2. Yeah. That's a good movie. Yeah. I love that one.
Yeah.
We're talking about the original Jeepers Creepers.
Indeed.
I thought that the song was going to play a bigger part. From what I remembered, I was like, oh, when they hear the song, that's how they know he's close. And I'm like, oh, no, it's just a psychic that told them that. Yeah. Got it. I didn't remember.
That was gonna play a bigger role than it did.
This movie.
Indeed, this movie.
Yeah. We put our thing at the beginning. Yeah. So just so everyone knows, shitty director. Yeah. Our notes are gonna be short.
Yeah.
At least mine are. I know yours are a little shorter.
Yeah.
Okay, mine are a little short because I was like, I don't want to talk about this guy. So I don't. But are you ready for some fun facts?
I am, yes.
Some.
Okay.
Not a lot.
Some.
Not a lot. Okay, hold on. I'm ready. So it was made in 2001.
Yes.
Love a 2000s film.
Mm.
It was written and directed by Victor Salva. He's gross.
Yep.
Cinematography was Don E. Fauntleroy. Yeah.
Fauntleroy.
And you can laugh at him because he collaborated a lot with the director. Ew.
Oh, yeah. I'm going to laugh at him.
Didn't put in any of his movies.
No.
I didn't put any of the movies for both because I was like, don't watch them. It's not worth it. The music was by Bennett Salve.
Hmm.
I didn't put a ton because he didn't do like a ton of movies really. Yeah. He had some directing credits.
Yeah.
But I think they were like not anything I really knew. But then I saw the music that he had done. I went, yeah, okay, I'll put some of those.
Yeah.
He was known for doing a lot of like TV shows. So he also did a few songs on Wolf of Wall Street.
Okay.
He had done a few things for movies. He wasn't like the big head honcho like he was on this.
Yeah.
But you know what he did compose the music for?
What?
Family Matters and Full House.
What? Everywhere you look.
Everywhere. Yeah. So whenever you're watching Jeepers Creepers, just remember.
Yeah.
Family Matters and Full House. I thought that was so funny.
Yeah.
So that was what I put. Yeah. And the budget was $10 million.
Oh, okay.
Do you know how much it made?
I know it was actually a really successful Labor Day weekend situation.
Yeah.
Was it a Labor Day or Memorial Day? I think
Day. It was a long weekend. It's one of those good ones, you know?
Well, those good ones. Yeah. Okay. $50 million?
$59.4 million. That was incredible.
That's the closest I've ever been.
Besides sometimes where I think you got it spot on, but you may have cheated. I don't know. I don't know what your deal is.
Apply directly. Sorry.
It's head on. Stop.
It's one of those ways I'm broken.
I don't really have a lot of fun facts, except that there was supposed to be another scene. It was supposed to end differently. It was like a full, it was like long, like it was a lot of pages. Like it was going to be a whole different ending where Derry was going to drive the truck, the big old scary truck, into a train to like sacrifice himself, but also killing the creeper, as it's called. And he was going to, like, live. Like, the whole thing was that, like, it was going to be useless because the creeper was going to fly away or something. But then they scrapped it, I guess, because they were like, nah.
Okay.
I don't know why. It was because of the budget. So the budget, they had $1 million cut.
Shit.
It was $1 or $2 million cut from the budget. So, like, originally, obviously, they were going to have, like, that chase with the car and it was going to hit the train. And, like, that's a lot of fucking special effects. So I guess they were like, nah. They were like, we're just going to end it with him in the what did you call it? House of Pain Part 2.
Yeah, House of Pain Part 2. Yeah.
So those are all my fun facts. Yeah. I don't have a lot. It's real short today.
Yeah.
Because filming took place in, do you know what state it took place in?
No.
I want you to guess.
Oklahoma.
No.
Well.
One more guess.
Minnesota.
It surprised me.
Oh.
It's in Florida.
What?
Yeah. I read it and I went, huh?
There's no way.
Yeah. Nasty Man director described it as like, it was grueling because of Florida summer, because it was in the summer. And I was like, okay. Like, I guess. I mean, in the costumes that they're in, maybe, but I was like, okay. Unlike Blair Witch, where they put him in the woods with nothing and they were like, survive.
And they gave them like a safe word and then they went out to the bar.
They're like, see ya.
Yeah.
That was one of the reasons this movie made so much and like got accepted so quick.
Yeah.
It got written in like 2 days or something ridiculous. And Blair Witch had just come out like not that long ago, and so did like another movie, and so people were like, I'll buy it immediately because they knew that horror films were doing well. So thank you, Blair Witch, for Jeepers Creepers, I guess.
I don't know if we can lay that on them.
You can't love all your children. You know, listen, sometimes you have to have a favorite. Sometimes you have to have a least favorite. Can't wait to see how we feel about this movie. It's a mystery at this point.
We haven't been very clear at all.
We'll see. Maybe. I don't know. I haven't looked back at my notes. It's a mystery to me, too.
Okay.
I don't know what you're going to talk about for near. Oh, it's not time yet.
It's not.
We haven't recorded in a while. Everyone chill out. And the last time we did, it was a mess. Because it was frog.
Because it was frog fan.
I had to cut out at least 20 to 25 minutes of outtakes in that one. So we're a little frazzled.
Yeah.
Give me a synopsis. I have to synopsisize it.
Synopsisize it.
Yeah. I immediately was like.
Immediately.
A demon man steals from people that smell good.
Yeah. Yeah.
Steals body parts.
There we go. Also laundry.
Can you imagine if he just smelled people and he was like, give me your wallet?
Yeah.
I think it'd be funnier.
That's a nice watch.
Yeah, I like that. He just took their car and left. He was like, you smell great. And just zoomed away. I don't know. I panicked so hard because in the movie, they're like, what is he? A demon? A man? And I'm like, I don't know. You tell me.
You tell me. And they're like, there's no way to know. And I'm like, you could tell us.
Good.
Yeah.
You made it up. There is a way to know. It's called imagination.
This is your lore.
It's your lore. You got to tell me.
Yeah.
I was struggling. Yeah. Sorry. Can you give me a real one?
Okay. So IMDb really lays it all out there for you.
Oh,
Rotten Tomatoes plays a little coy. So which one do you want first?
Give me the coy one first.
Okay. Rotten Tomatoes.
Mm-hmm.
After making a horrific discovery in the basement of an old abandoned church, Trish and her brother Derry watch their routine road trip home from college turn into a heart-stopping race for their lives. They find themselves the chosen prey of an indestructible force that relentlessly pursues them and gives a new and chilling meaning to the old song Jeepers Creepers.
Yeah, all right. That's good. I don't know why I panic and I can't get any of the details.
Oh, if you asked me to make something up on the spot, I would simply combust.
I immediately forget what the whole movie was about, even if I liked it. Yeah. I'm like, I don't know.
The bad things happen.
I can't remember what one it was where I just went, it was bad.
And it was bad.
Oh, because of murder. Like, I like panicked and was like, I have to include it.
Yeah.
What's the one that's not coy?
IMDb.
Yeah.
A brother and sister driving home through isolated countryside for spring break encounter a flesh-eating creature which is in the midst of its ritualistic eating spree.
Oh, yeah.
They just, that's...
I mean, yeah.
That's the part that you have to wait for.
I guess creature was a good way to describe it. Yeah. I could have just said creature. It was a ritualistic eating spree.
Yeah.
Oh.
That's one of my kind of notes is that I feel like it was incredibly... We'll come back to it. But yeah. It felt very lazy in terms of like satanic or demonic world building because they're like, look at this ritual. And yeah, like, look like, at the altar. And then she has a cross necklace. And
oh, right.
Then there's nothing. He's just like, well, we'll see the rituals that I eat you.
And the rituals that I eat you.
And it's mine now.
But what's with the sewing and the... We'll get to it. We'll I just don't understand. It. No consistency! We're having one of those.
We are indeed, yes.
Yeah.
Nerd corner.
I don't know. I was going to say, like, satanic rituals. Mm. And then I was going to say, like I said the one time, small towns and, like, wild shit you can come across.
Yeah.
My other thought was the case it's based on.
Okay. Yeah.
It is?
Yeah. The year was 1990. We're in Michigan, which arguably isn't an awful place to be. No. I don't know. I've never been there.
Michigan's lovely.
I heard the lakes are nice.
Yeah.
Yeah. A married couple, Ray and Marie Thornton, are driving down Snow Prairie Road in Coldwater, Michigan. It's a Sunday, and they're entertaining themselves by making up words and phrases with license plates they see. Charming hobbies before the internet really hit it big. And that was, like, their Sunday routine. Like, that's what they did. Yeah. On Sundays, we take drives.
That's so cute.
Very cute. It starts to become less cute.
Yeah. For sure.
They're driving along when a 1984, me, every time I have to read a number, I close like, one eye. I'm like, ugh.
The focus that happens.
Yeah. I have to really try for numbers. A Chevy blasts past them. So yeah. I've seen it described as both a truck and a van, so I'm just going to use it interchangeably. I know they're different.
I know.
The car folks out there.
Shut up.
I hardly know the difference.
A truck is just a van with a haircut.
Yeah. Kind of like a mullet situation.
Yes, absolutely.
Yeah. So this 1984.
You got it. You had it?
I had it. I got cocky.
That's okay.
It'd be very different if it was an 1894 Chevy.
This would be wild.
Arguably it wouldn't have existed. Yeah. Crank it up.
Here I come. Clip.
I don't know when cars were invented.
I don't either. So like, what if people are like, really? They had cars then? Yeah, I'm like, yeah, they also had horses. Yeah,
so.
Jot that down.
This is my horse Chevy.
It's just named Chevy. Yeah. Chevy, calm down, girl. Okay, continue.
They have enough time to be startled and see the first two letters on the license plate, GZ. Marie says, geez, he must be in a hurry. 1-0 Marie. In my head, she's winning.
Yeah.
She, you know, maybe she also, like, already squoyed.
Squoyed some points.
Squoyed points. That takes me back to my very first note, which is Jeepus Creepus, because I missed
Jeepus Creepus.
And I was like, what would it sound like if a Bostonian said it?
Oh, God.
And I got stuck on Australian, and I couldn't get past that to get to Bostonian.
Jeepus Creepus.
See how it starts to, like, drift into Australia?
Yeah, a little bit.
Jeepus Creepus.
Jeepus Creepus.
Anyway.
Might.
So, I don't know. I, like, my score in my head, that doesn't matter. But yeah. I've just decided that I need
she
this to exist
is
now.
Winning.
Yeah, 4-2.
Yeah.
Yeah. So they continue driving. Ray likely smarting after Marie pulls ahead on the scoreboard and they pass an old schoolhouse. Outside, they see the van that has sped past earlier, along with a man trying to stuff a white sheet with red stains into the ground. They're understandably horrified.
Yeah.
They continue driving and start to seek out access to a phone. Car phones hadn't really hit the scene in a meaningful way yet, and they appeared to be, like, maybe an older couple.
Well, it was 1894,
It was 1894, yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, and their regular Sunday activity was driving country roads and making words and phrases from a license plate, so they knew how to make their own fun. They didn't need phones where they were going. Anyway, they see what they think is a bloody sheet and decide to find a phone to report it. Marie starts writing down what she remembers of the license plate, which is GZ. Mm-hmm. And then they're startled when they see the truck coming up close behind them. Mm-hmm. For a harrowing couple miles, the truck tailgates them before Ray pulls off the main road. Shaken but determined, they turn back. They know they need more information, like the rest of the license mm-hmm. plate. They actually find the truck pulled off the side of the road, and lo and behold, a man is changing the license plate on the truck. Yeah. He'd also left the passenger door open, and they see a lot of blood. So they know, yeah, they know for sure that something horrible has occurred, and this man is most definitely dangerous. And what do our intrepid Thorntons do? They go back to the schoolhouse, where the man was disposing of the sheep.
Brave.
Yeah. They look around and find it partially stuffed into a small animal hole. I don't... That's what's repeatedly called. I'm like, all right, I'll just fill in the blank with the small
animal. Pre-dug animal hole, you know.
Regardless of the animal, the blank is there, and they're almost positive it's covered in blood. They've seen enough, so they hightail it out of there and report it to the police.
Wow.
Does any of this sound familiar?
No. Yeah. Just kidding.
It's like, I don't know what you're talking about.
Why?
What movie did you watch?
Just like that one, I missed the beginning, actually, this time. I just started when they were in the police station. I was like, this is wild.
I love how it's Amadeus Reyes.
But yeah, it sounds very familiar. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So this is the first like 20-ish minutes, kind of. Oh.
I was trying to be so careful. And I went, I'm going to pull it out and not going to make any noise. Instead, I made several.
Yeah.
Continue. I'm sorry. Let me just go ahead and.
That was such a like, it was a very good like cap flip.
Shush.
I liked it. So this is the first like 20-ish minutes of the movie, more or less.
Yeah.
And it is also the true story of Dennis DePue's murder of his estranged wife, Marilyn, and many think serve as the inspiration for this film, even though the director has never actually said that he was inspired by this. It was on Unsolved Mysteries in 1991, so like a full 10 years, so I think it's
pretty
fucking
clear. That was one of my fun
facts.
I'm so glad I didn't.
Yeah. So... story aired on Unsolved Mysteries with Robert Stack March 20th, 1991, and it led to the eventual pursuit and death of Dennis.
Yeah.
This is where the story most notably diverges from Jeepers Creepers. In this tragic story, we have a man brutally killing his wife and dumping her body. In Jeepers Creepers, the villain is a demonic entity that kills to eat body parts.
Creature?
Creature? So you can look at the DePue case in like three parts, the way it's told often. So like chronologically, I just told the second part.
Yeah.
So we'll take a quick look at the start and the end, and... like, we understand how the middle is connected to this film, but then it'll all come back together, hopefully. So, Marilyn and Dennis married in 1971 and had three children together. Mm-hmm. She was a high school guidance counselor, hard job, and he was a property assessor. I don't know what the fuck that is. Her friends reported that she had expressed unhappiness in her marriage and described Dennis as sullen, paranoid, withdrawn, and controlling.
Yeah.
He accused her of trying to turn the children against him. She filed for divorce in 89, stating that Dennis was trying to control her entire life.
Yeah.
She retained the house, but he had a home office in the garage, which meant that he would still be around. She changed the locks to the house, but he managed to find a way in several times, and she would come home to find him inside on the couch.
Mm-hmm.
So that's just, like, terrorizing behavior, where it's like he's trying to show her, like, I still have control over you, you're not safe wherever you go, I have the power here. So by the end of 89, their divorce was finalized.
Yeah.
On Easter Sunday, 1990, he arrived to take the children to church. They had a joint custody arrangement. Mm-hmm. I think he had, like, biweekly visits. So the youngest daughter first refused to go with him, followed by the other two kids, stating they would not get in his car. He became violently angry and stormed into the house to confront Marilyn. As mentioned previously, he had accused her of trying to turn the children against him. So to him, this was like, they won't get in the car, you did this.
Right.
He grabbed Marilyn, shouting and shoving, and he pushed her down the stairs. He continued to beat her at the bottom of the stairs while his teenage children begged for him to stop. One of them ran to the neighbor's house to call the police. At this point, Dennis carries the mother out of the home, telling his children that he was taking Marilyn to the hospital. And watching interviews with the kids, they're like, mom seemed out of it. Like, she wasn't able to walk on her own. Like, I said something to her and she couldn't even look me in the eye. Ugh. Like, she was not. Yeah. So the police had been alerted by the daughter that Dennis and Marilyn had left and that he was going to go to the hospital with her. That's what he said. But they never arrived at the hospital because he was fucking lying. Yeah. Instead, he killed her and left her body on the side of the road between her home and the schoolhouse.
Ugh.
He then disposed of the bloody sheet behind the schoolhouse. This is where the Thorntons come into play with their license plate game and light sleuthing. So when they reported what they'd seen to the police, the authorities were already aware of what Dennis had done. And they connected the incidents because they were like, oh, we have a report from the DePues saying they saw their father attack their mother, and now they're both missing. And then someone's like, hey, we saw a bloody sheet and
like,
someone dumping.
So close to where they lived, yeah.
So it was connected pretty quickly. Marilyn's body was found the next day on the side of the road, and Dennis was, of course, the primary suspect. But he was also missing.
Yeah.
So over the next year, he sent 17 rambling letters to family and friends in which he accused Marilyn of all sorts of things.
Oh.
And said, like, he was trying to be, like, honest, and she was pulling all these tricks during the divorce. I'm like, just go fuck yourself, dude. He accused her of a lot of things, tried to justify his behavior, make himself out as the victim.
Yeah.
Pretty classic behavior there. These letters were postmarked from Iowa, Oklahoma, and Virginia, so he was moving around. And this originally started in Michigan.
Right.
So nearly 1 year after he murdered his wife, Unsolved Mysteries airs an episode detailing the Thorntons' experience and featuring interviews with friends of Marilyn.
Yeah.
Most shocking from the episode to me was that a coworker of Dennis's indicated that he had mentioned he was considering committing murder and dying by suicide. The episode did not indicate if his coworker told anyone that.
Oh my God.
But he was like, yeah, he came out of nowhere and said that he'd been contemplating murder and suicide. I was like, what the fuck?
And you told...
Who'd you tell?
I'm guessing no one?
I'm guessing no one. So that's the 90s. But I digress.
That's the 90s.
So we're about a year after the actual murder, and this episode airs on television. Yeah. It's a popular show. It's in its third season. Yeah. In Dallas, Texas, a woman they call Mary in the articles, it was always in like quotes and some like, maybe that's a pseudonym.
Maybe, yeah.
She has the TV on, but her boyfriend Hank Queen isn't really letting her watch it. He's home at a time he usually isn't, and he's packing a suitcase saying his mother's suddenly ill. He has to go help her. He needs her to make sandwiches for the road. So even though he's prevented her from seeing the episode, it's a popular show, he's sure her friends will have seen it. He flees the state, driving through Louisiana and into Mississippi. This is not Hank Queen. This is Dennis DePue.
Yeah, I was like,
yeah. The cops are already looking out for him. Since one of Mary's friends saw the episode and called the cops saying, I think that's my friend's boyfriend. Mm-hmm. He is going by Hank Queen. He just left. So the Louisiana cops chase him to the Mississippi border, alerting the cops in the next state of their pursuit. Mississippi cops and the FBI are waiting for him and join chase as he drives through the roadblock. They shoot out his back tires. He shoots back. He tries to ram the cops off the road. Eventually, they force his car to a stop. And when they get to him, he is dead, having died by suicide.
Yeah. Oof.
It's a grim fucking story.
Yeah.
So I also looked at pictures of this guy. He's fucking ghoulish. Have you seen pictures of him?
No, hold on. Ooh. Oh, God, I just punched the table. What's his name?
Dennis DePue, D-E-P-U-E.
Oh, right. Dennis DePue.
When he's in, like, the powder blue suit.
Oh!
Mm-hmm.
Oh, my God.
Yeah.
Have you ever seen Men in Black?
I was gonna say, he looks like the roach guy!
He looks like the roach guy from Men in Black!
Yeah!
Ugh.
So, yeah.
It's terrifying.
Because I had to see him. Someone else had to see him. Yeah. They chose a more attractive actor for the reenactments in Unsolved Mysteries.
I actually just looked at the picture and I was like, oh.
Yeah.
Much better.
Yeah, yeah. But just a truly ghoulish looking human. So the events in the car with the Thorntons are what inspired the early scenes in this film. But I think there's also something to be said about the demonic entity in this film replacing the figure of Dennis as the murderer. What does it do when we take a horrific act of violence and we replace the human man with a monster nearly as old as time with lore and ritual and gore?
Yeah.
Light lore. Heavy gore, light lore.
It was nice.
Okay.
It was really good.
Notably, Salva never actually confirmed that he was inspired by this case. But it's pretty impossible to ignore the similarities.
Yeah.
Especially if you've seen the Unsolved Mysteries episode, like the visual. Anyway.
There's like a... So I was looking at the pictures and one of the pictures was like, their creepy picture and it said the real Jeepers Creepers.
Yep.
That's so funny that he's just like, I don't know what you're talking
about. It was like a story that I heard and it was like an old couple.
No wonder it only took 2 days to write.
Yeah. So it's pretty impossible to ignore the similarities, and as I was researching this for Nerd Quarter, I found the information about his conviction for child sexual abuse, and for me it really solidified this idea of humanity creating monsters to hide behind.
Yeah.
Not from monsters, but behind. So, like, obviously not all of humanity, but the story of Marilyn DePue is one of a human man who tried to intimidate and control his wife, who was done with him, and he murdered her because she pushed back, just, like, on her own agency. When we recast his role with an ancient being, we're able to look at it and say, look at this obvious evil. This is what evil looks like, without looking at all the ways that societal power structures have supported people that do harm while silencing those that are harmed.
Right.
And that's brought into stark relief when we know that Salvo groomed and abused a child.
Yeah.
So it really starts to feel like the creeper is a distraction or an easy place to lay the blame. Pay no attention to the man behind the curtain. Look at this unequivocal example of evil incarnate.
Right.
And I can no longer separate the creeper from Dennis DePew or Victor Salva. Mm-mm. And there's just no other way for me to experience this movie. I don't plan to watch it ever again.
Yeah.
But even if I were to, I know that all I can think about is the way that they took out, like, a real human person that at many parts could have been stopped, or, like, she could have been supported better, or people could have done, like,
so many things. The fucking coworker.
Yeah. And he chose, at all of those points, to commit violence. And instead, they were like, okay, but what if it's this ancient creature that eats organs to take them and then also flies like a bat?
Yeah.
And it just, to me, is just so, it makes it easy to hide behind
that. Yeah.
And I'm like,
they were like, only something like otherworldly could do that.
Yeah.
And it's like, no.
And it's like, oh, look at this like clearly evil thing that definitely doesn't exist in all of the ways that we like maintain power structures and inequality. And it just feels, it sucks. I don't have any more words.
No, it just sucks.
So that's society.
It sucks.
Yeah.
Well, speaking of sucks.
Yeah.
I can't even talk about horror.
Horror.
I just had so many weird thoughts, and I had the same feeling because I looked at my notes after.
Yeah.
I did my notes after the movie, obviously, and I found that it was based on the crime, and I was like, that sucks. Like, yeah. I was like, ew. And then obviously learned about Victor DeSalva's crime or whatever, and I was like, you're fucking gross too.
Yeah. Nothing about this was like fun to research.
No. And here's the problem, guys. It's also just not that good of a movie.
It's a pretty bad movie.
It just like, I don't know. People love it, though. Like, it's not a classic, I guess, but I feel like it's, if you like it, you really like it.
Yeah.
And it made a lot of sequels, which I don't get. But I just don't, it doesn't make any sense. What was the movie we were talking about recently where we were like, it could have been fine, but like, we just don't understand any of the lore, any of the things, nothing was explained to us.
Was it the second Suspiria where, like, the actual context of things was not purely laid out?
So they just, like, it's like they, like you said, something horrible happened. They based it on that, replaced it with this poorly thought out creature.
Yeah.
With no background. They were like, we don't need to do a background. It's just a creature.
Yeah.
And I was like, I guess. And it's also just kind of inconsistent. I'm like, it's eating things for their parts to stay alive, but it only has to do it every few years. But also, like, the room is covered in bodies from, like, recent. Like, he knew the guy that was down there with the ring and...
Yeah, so, like, that, like, the guy with the ring that had the girl, I think it was Darla and something, they were from the 70s.
Oh, okay.
So, it was a weird thing that they were still not just
rotting corpses,
but they'd been, like, embalmed in some unholy way.
But he also, like sewed them together. Like, they don't explain what his deal is with, like, the sewing the people together. Like, it doesn't make sense to me. And also, he had that body down there that they found. And I guess, I don't know.
He took the lungs?
Yeah.
And it does. There was so much, like,
but
there
how was, does he, like, put it? Like, does he eat them and all of a sudden he has them? But then they show him, like, sewing things. So I'm like, so he has to put them in?
Yeah.
You guys, it didn't make any sense.
You have to tell us what is his, like, physiological need and what's arts and crafts time.
Yeah.
Because it wasn't very clear.
I can't separate the two.
Yeah.
Basically, I said, I love that it was a brother and sister, though. Yeah. Like, I think I don't know. I don't know if
we don't get a ton of those.
Yeah, it's like, we don't have a lot of brothers and sisters. It's usually, like, a couple or something. Yeah. It's like, that was nice. The truck is spooky. It's huge. They, like, had a regular truck, and they rebuilt the whole back to look wild. And the truck just kept breaking down because it was so old. So they'd be like, all right, fix the truck. Like,
that's where all the budget went.
Yeah, honestly. the drive itself, when they're driving through, it's, like, really pretty. And I'm like, I get it. It's, you know, pretty drive, terrifying crime. Mm.
How's that fucking Florida?
How is that Florida? I mean,
looks like the roads outside my hometown.
It looks like that sometimes in certain parts. I guess.
I don't know.
Maybe it wasn't all Florida, but it said it was Florida. Yeah. I said the movie really starts out with a bang. They go quick. But the whole movie's kind of quick. It was.
Yeah. It was 90 minutes-ish around there, I think.
Around. But it felt like it was fast, but also nothing happened. Like, too much happened and nothing happened.
Yeah.
I was like, okay. I also would, like, at one point, they see the sheet and everything, and they're like, dang, we got to drive. We got to find, like, a phone. And I, in my notes, I was like, man, I'm really proud of them for, like, not investigating and not make putting themselves in danger. And then immediately Derry's like, we should go back. And I was like, come on, man. I vouched for you in these notes. Boom. Immediately.
Exact same notes. I love how they're just getting the fuck out. They don't want to go back. No. And I was like, Derry wants to go back.
Derry wants to go back. Of course he does. And of course they're in the car that, like, doesn't fucking work. The nightmare pipe. It looks so gross looking. Oh. I, when he was like, hold my legs, I'll crawl in, I'd be like, no, you couldn't pay me enough. I would simply call the police and just be like, hey, this is what I saw. Go to this place.
Yeah.
Boom. But no. Mm-mm. And I said, yeah, hold his feet. It's going to go well.
Yeah.
And I said, the truck's going to come back. And I said, he said, okay, okay, this happened multiple times. He said rats.
Yeah.
And he's like, rats, rats. Did they just use the same clip over and over?
It sure felt like
rats. And then it would take a second and he'd go, rats, like the exact same inflection. And I was like, you couldn't get him saying rats too many times. You just had to,
he's like, you get two rats in my contract, okay? Yeah. I will, like, say rat no more than two times.
It's like they were in a hurry. They were like, okay, you say rats, hurry up, we gotta get to the next scene. We'll just edit in you screaming. And it happens again later. I have it written somewhere. Yeah. And I said, they went to help this person, and then immediately he, like, kicks him or something.
Yeah.
He, like, grabs his leg, and Derry, like, kicks him off, and I was like, what a hero.
Mixed messages from Derry.
Little mixed messages. They stole some of his body parts. What a bummer. The creature. Yeah. The ceiling. I'm confused by, like, they said in their thing that, like, they couldn't create that many bodies because their budget was low.
Yeah.
But there were so many in the...
I was also confused by that. Because I was like, did you, like, copy and paste the image?
Well, they copy and pasted the rats, so maybe.
It certainly seemed like there were a lot of bodies.
It seemed like it was full. But in the notes, it was like, oh, the budget, we couldn't put that many. Oh, I was like,
No idea.
You're telling me he's been having this ritualistic feeding for however many years, and he's been putting them all in this same location, and these siblings are the first people to ever be like, that's suspicious. I'm going to go look at that.
Okay.
Sure, dude. I said, why are the dead bodies so shiny?
They were very shiny.
They looked beautiful. They were glowing skin.
Yeah. Whatever their skin tear.
The skin tear.
Their skincare regimen.
I gotta know. It was so funny because at first I didn't realize they were, like, embalmed.
Yeah.
And so I was like, this is so cheap looking. They don't even look dead. This is so dumb. And then I was like, oh, they're supposed to. I get it. I see. I said, phew, different truck that showed up. I still would have run when she's like, thank God it wasn't that truck. I'm like, but it will be. Girl.
And she didn't do what Derry said, which was, like, if you see that truck, come and yell down the pipe.
Yeah.
And what she did instead was try to jump in the car and fail to start it. And I was like, were you going to, like, reverse over to
what
the
was gonna
pipe
happen?
To yell? Because, like, you were supposed to yell, why are you driving to the pipe?
I just didn't. I was, the plan was not solid. The sister's also so harsh. And everything she says, she's like, shut up. Like, she was so intense. And I felt like that was just, I don't know. I liked her, but it felt like a stereotypical, like, I'm a mean girl.
Yeah. Like, kind of like harpy trope.
Yes. Yeah. Where she's just like, Derry, let's go. This is ridiculous. Like, everything anyone said to her, she was like, mean.
Yeah. Yeah.
But I was like, okay, whatever. That rose tattoo.
Oh my God. I needed more and less.
Them being like, okay, we need something for this psychic to see, like a birthmark maybe, or a scar, and someone in that room went, I've got an idea.
What if Justin Long has that tattoo?
Huh?
What if Justin Long has it?
I think that's amazing if he does, because it was so weird. It was just like, I want a delicate rose that's all black, no color, to delicately circle around my belly button.
Justin Long tattoo.
Please, if he has that tattoo, I'm gonna scream.
I mean, it looked very much like it was.
It looked like it was Sharpied on.
Yes. Yeah.
It looked like those tattoos you get where you put water on and they go, okay.
Yes, the ones we got.
Yeah. So, if that's a real tattoo, Justin, get it removed. Sorry. I'm all about it, but it looked weird.
I don't think he really has a
tattoo. I don't. Yeah. I can't imagine. But it was just funny. I was like, okay, out of all the things you could have been like, how will she know it's him? They were like, I know. Uh-huh. Okay. That felt like that that sketch by Key and Peele when they're talking about Gremlins 2.
Oh my god.
And they're like,
yes.
What do you want to put in it? And the one guy's like, a little rose tattoo. And he's like, it's in the movie. Cute.
Yeah.
I said, oh, that's why they're shiny. So I've connected the dots now.
Yeah.
We're here. I'm so excited. We have psychics. I was like, oh, psychics.
Yeah.
They don't really explain her vibe. I'm like, how long has she been getting visions of this demon? And how many people has she failed to help?
Yeah.
Was she there in the 70s? Like, don't. And they were like, shut up.
And Darla was like, shut it, Giselle.
Yeah. I don't know. The zoom-ins.
Mm.
I felt like I was back watching Supernatural with all those fucking zoom-ins.
Okay. And then there was one where they zoom out. Is that still called a zoom out? If it's zoom,
I think so. Yeah,
I don't know terms.
Yeah, but, a pan. Like a...
It felt very 70s to me. But you tell me if it's not actually the
70s. The zoom ins were not
the zoom out. He's standing in the light and he looks, and you realize that he's seeing something horrific, and it like pulls away very suddenly, and he's like in the beam of light. He's like looking at something horrific.
I don't remember that one. I'd have to see it again to like know, but I know for a fact that the zoom ins. Were not.
Yeah.
They were... it felt like... I've been watching a lot of Jane the Virgin.
Huh?
So I've never seen it.
Yeah.
And it's obviously based on, like, telenovelas. And it felt very, like, soap opera telenovela. Yeah. Like, oh, like that intense zoom in. Whereas I think the 70s are more known for, like, their slow zoom ins.
Okay.
Or sometimes quick, I guess. But yeah. Maybe.
I would pull it up and show you, but I'm not going to give money to rent it again.
Yeah,
so.
No, it's okay. I do believe it probably could have been.
I know there was a zoom out. I don't know what it's like reminiscent of, but I was like, this feels familiar.
I guess they still did it pretty quick. Now I'm thinking back. I'm like, I guess they did do it kind of fast. For some reason, the way they did it just had weird, wild vibes. The quick ones. Those two. I was like, what?
I am so willing to be wrong on this.
It was so funny. Oh, it was great. My favorite was... When the girl comes out and she's like, that man was sniffing your clothes.
And he liked
it. Blah, blah, blah. And he looked like he was liking it. And then she goes, Binky, where'd he go? And I'm like, hold on. I need more information on Binky.
The movie shifts and it's Binky's story.
I would have loved that. Yeah. I said, yeah, Binky, which way did he go? I wanted to know so bad. We never really get Binky's story.
And that's what this movie's missing.
I think that's what it's missing.
Yeah.
Cops are useless as usual.
Yep.
They, like, kind of go with them, but they're so, like, oh, I can't believe I have to do this.
Yeah.
Like, you guys are so shitty. But, like, how often is this psychic called and said stuff like that? And they're just like, ugh, she's wild. And then you have people showing up that are saying similar things to her, and you guys are still like, that's classic her. Like, I don't know.
It felt like... They were like, these are tropes that people will recognize, so we can just use them. But they didn't tie them together. They didn't give them any depth. It just felt very lazy.
It was so lazy.
It was written in two days.
It's almost like it was written in 2 days and that people bought it frantically just because horror movies were doing well. It's almost like that happened.
Yeah, it's almost like that.
And some of the shots weren't bad.
Yeah.
Like, do a lot of cool, like, of the blurry background shots where something will happen. Like, with the cop car, and they're fighting in the car.
Oh, yeah.
He's on the top of the cop.
I love that shot.
That's great.
Yeah.
There were some shots I really liked. And when they're in the car in the very beginning and they're trying to get both of them in the shot. And so it's really close to Derry. And then you have his sister in the background. I was like, that's good.
Yeah.
Super interesting. A good way to get a shot in like a very small space without having to just have it statically like right in front of them.
Yeah.
That was cool. I liked when some of the sound design wasn't bad. Like when the song was like super, super loud.
Mm-hmm.
So you could kind of hear what was happening with the cop fight in the background. But all you could hear was them arguing sort of over it. That's nice. That's fine. I said, how did the car hit the brakes behind them if the guy's head was cut off? I don't understand that. They cut the cop's head off. And then all of a sudden the car hits the brake and spins out and stops. And I'm like, but he just cut his head off.
Yeah.
So was he still like a chicken? Still
death
moving?
Spasm?
Yeah.
Was it? Okay. Was the creeper sitting in the driver's seat when they finally go over to the car?
I don't think so. Was he?
Because I thought that, like, they see the hair.
Oh,
and he,
maybe.
And is turning. But he might have, like, taken the cop's seat after the car stopped.
Maybe.
The physics of this are...
I just didn't remember seeing him in the driver's seat, but that doesn't mean he didn't. It just means that I looked away and was like, ugh. I said his creepy white hair grosses me out. I don't know what it is about his little white puffball hair that I just, I hated. Yeah. Not as like a design choice, I guess. I'm like, I mean, yeah, he's old, sure. But there's just something. So I was like,
apparently when they had the actor, that was the creeper, like come in and do like a stage test or something. Yeah. He came in with a shaved head because they had told him
that
it was going, the creeper was going to be bald, and they had him sniff things so that he could like show them how intimidatingly or like strangely he could sniff things for them. But they were like, why are you bald, man? He was like,
he's like, bro, you bald. Told me they were bald. What was I going to say just now about it? And I already forgot. Oh, shit, I'm sorry. Oh, no. It wasn't anything. I was like, what was it? It was about him sniffing things and coming in bald. And I was like, oh, I have things. I got nothing.
Is it about him kissing the face and then eating the tongue?
I have notes about it, though. Yeah. I wrote, ooh, a kiss.
Smooch.
And I said, unless, nope, it's not a kiss.
Yep.
I wrote, tongue snack.
Tongue snack. A stretchy tongue snack.
They got to stop making... And you know this is not going to go well for my brand because you always make fun of me. They got to stop making body parts look delicious in movies because it just looked like gummy candy.
The meatball eyes and all that. Yes.
And I was like, I would absolutely.
Yeah.
I wouldn't because I'm not a cannibal. But
you're not a cannibal.
I'm not.
But if you were.
Don't make this on. Because I'm not. His great. We're back. His creepy white hair. I hate it. Smelling that man's decapitated head. Great. He was just like. A little snorting. His tongue snack, duh. That's what I call kissing.
Tongue snack.
You want a tongue snack?
Yeah.
Then I said, don't slow all the way down, dummy.
Yeah.
Part. Do you remember what I was thinking of? Oh, when he was like, let's do something, and she just stops the car, and he's like,
yes. He's like, you're going to make us crash, slow down. And she just slams on the brakes. Yeah. And she's like, what? You told me something? He's like, no, I said slow down. And she's just like, yeah.
Oops. Yeah. Being mean again. The huge.
Yeah.
I said it's gonna be the psychic lady when they get to that house. I was wrong. It was the cats. I thought for sure she'd be like, I've been waiting for you. Or I said it's gonna be someone with guns. And I said, I guess it's a super old woman instead. Looks like the killer though, because I saw the puffball hair.
Yeah.
And then it wasn't.
Yeah.
And then I was like, oh, the cats. Got it.
Yeah.
No, not the cats. Don't hurt them. I was so upset. It's like, don't hurt the cats. I don't think he does. Lucky us.
Yeah. He doesn't want any cat body parts.
Doesn't want any cat. Why?
Why wouldn't he want a tail?
Why would you not want a tail? You've already got wings.
Yeah.
But not just that. But this part confused me. Maybe you have an answer.
Mm.
Remember when he's attacking all the cats? Not the cats, but he's attacking the cat home.
Yeah.
And she goes to shoot the scarecrow because she's like, get out of here. And it just blows up in flames. What's that? What was that scarecrow supposed to? What was he full of?
I truly have no reason. I have nothing.
Is part of his ritual that he drinks gasoline? I don't.
I have no fucking clue.
Is that where she keeps her gas cans? I don't understand.
Just to keep them away from the cats.
It was just so weird. They shoot and it's like huge fireball.
Yeah. I
was like, that man's a husk. What's in there that
is in there? It's explosive. Just dust in there.
Apparently very, very flammable dust.
Yeah. It's like full of lint.
I just didn't understand. But okay. Cool.
Cool.
I said, so is he a man that's made out of spare parts or a demon or both? I wasn't sure. And that's the thing. We'll never know.
We'll never know.
Why is the hair the creepiest part? I'm really stuck on the hair. A lot of my notes are about the puffball hair that I don't like.
Yeah.
I did love the moment when they're like, is he dead? And she's like, they never are. Yeah. And she hits him so many times. Yeah. And when she was like going to keep going and he said stop, I was like, let her cook.
Let her do
it. Let her do her thing. Like,
yes.
Don't stop her.
She's a woman at work.
And she's fine. I said, yes, girl, go for the overkill.
Yeah.
And then he stops her. Rude.
Yeah.
I said, rip those wings off. Just go for it. Yeah. And they don't.
They don't.
Why did I write Trish fucking drive? I don't remember. Apparently I was mad at Trish for something. Sorry, Trish.
That's fair.
I said, Giselle, save the day. And then she doesn't. No. She doesn't really do anything except show up, talk, and go, oh, sorry.
Yeah.
Thanks, Giselle. This movie has, like, the same premise to It, too, which I think is fascinating. Because the whole point of It is that it's, like, a demon or whatever, a monster that comes over. And his name is Derry. They're from the town of Derry.
Oh.
And I was like, is that a thing? I don't...
Well, we know that the director is very, like... careful about citing his sources and like how he's
very careful about
inspiration. That. Like he's very clear always.
Wow. And then I said spooky, and then I said the cotton hair is killing me. Why am I so mad about it? I didn't realize how much this had affected me.
I love this for you.
It was a lot, I guess. And I said, so much squelching. Why can't they just cut off his head? Like, there's a lot of squelching when they run over and stuff. And I was like, why couldn't they just run over his head and rip his head? Wouldn't that kill him? Right? I mean, disconnect the brain. I don't know. Fuck. He's a husk, though.
Yeah.
Very flammable husk.
A flammable husk.
I couldn't remember who died, Trish or Derry.
Oh, yeah.
I was like, who knows? It was supposed to be a whole thing where you were supposed to think that Trish was going to die. Yeah. And then they were like, just kidding. Gotcha. It's Derry. Was this one of Justin Long's first films? I actually couldn't remember.
I think so, yes.
I think so, too.
Yeah.
Demon on the Walls. I said, don't kill Giselle. And then he doesn't. But he kills, like, everyone else in his way. That woman, the cat woman got in his way. The cops got in his way. Giselle's standing there and he goes, you get a free pass. Uh-huh. But why? I guess he likes psychics.
He's like, you funky. I like you.
I liked his little parasite face. That was an interesting...
Yeah.
An interesting move.
I was like, oh, he has frills.
Yeah, I was like, oh, yeah. Okay. I just thought it was weird, but no, you know. And then I said, does he have a penis? And I bet he didn't. And then I called them cowards. Because I'm like, if you're going to make a man run around fully nude...
Yep.
Even demon or not...
Yep.
Does he have genitals? Is that something he has to eat every few years?
Inquiring minds want to know.
Cowards. They didn't give him anything.
We have a right to know.
We have a right to know. It's just like when I was watching the Fantastic Four with our friend and they made the thing just not wear pants. And I'm like, well, if he's not going to be wearing pants. And she got so mad. She goes, where's his penis? And she was like, if you're going to do this.
Uh-huh.
And they didn't. That cowards. Man had no penis. Cowards. I said, so these cops are just traumatized for life, right? Like, they just watched the worst thing in the world happen, a demon. And they're like, back to work. Back to not believing anybody. I feel like I remember he takes Derry's eyes. I was correct. I wrote demon butt because he's nude. No penis, but he's nude in his little stool doing his arts and crafts. We haven't decided if it's arts and crafts time or
ritual.
Ritual. We don't know.
We don't know.
But he's got a little butt. This part made me full mad. This is my last note. When they take Derry's eyes, full holes in the head.
Yeah.
Why?
I asked the same thing. I was like, why did you take off the entire back of his head?
Why is Derry like 2D all of a sudden? Yeah. They were like, and then I took his eyes and now he's a flat man. Like, it looked like he was like this thin, like tiny. And he just went all, he's like, whoop.
I was like, there are probably other ways to get the eyeballs out.
Could have just, did he go through the back instead?
I have no, I.
And again, he did take them. We see those beautiful brown eyes. But did he take the whole back of the head too?
I had the same conundrum or crisis. I don't know exactly what it was, but I was just staring. I was like, why'd you go in through the back? I'm like, why'd you take that much?
I like to think that this is like the one shot the director knew he wanted. He was like, I want to make sure I see it. And they went, I'm going to tell you right now, it's not physically possible. And he's like, make it physically possible.
Uh-huh.
And so they had to do that. And I liked to picture him being like, yay! And it just looks so bad. It didn't make any sense.
No.
That's my last note on Jeepers Creepers. Yeah. The song really is not important.
It's not.
Like, at all.
It's
It does not summon him.
No. It's not like his calling card. It's just that Giselle hears the song playing when Derry is killed in her
and
vision.
And tries to warn them and doesn't help them at all.
No. Yeah. Okay. So, notes. I already talked about some of these. Mm-hmm. I was looking at, like, the old car, and also, I didn't shift.
Sorry. You gotta shift.
So, when I was first watching this, I like to go in not knowing anything at all, so that I don't, like, get spoilers or make any assumptions, and so I honestly thought that this was a remake. And
really?
That there was, like, an 80s or 60s version, because I knew the song was old.
Right.
No, this is the first movie based on the song. And so I was like, is the old car, like, an homage to the original? Because, like, Trisha's car's old.
Yeah.
And when I was watching the Unsolved Mysteries episode, her car looks a lot like the Thornton's car.
Another tie-in. Yeah. And this man is just like, I don't know.
And also, we've determined that I can't really identify vehicles very well. So it's entirely possible they are very different, but I thought it looked very similar.
Trucker van. We'll never know.
There's no way to know. Derry, he tries sneaking up on the pipe. Like, that's the only way I can describe it. The way he, like, kind of sneaks. He's like, oh, the pipe will never hear me coming. Yeah. He's like, okay. Yeah. There's the invocation of the scary movie trope. And mm-hmm. so, like, this was post-Scream.
Yeah.
And so all the things they were doing had already been done mm-hmm. very well by Scream. And so they were like, I love the scene where he's like, do you think he's dead? She's like, they never are. Then she runs over him. Like,
right.
Like, that was fun. But when, like, every other time they invoke, like, this is when, like, the dumb teens go back and do the thing. I'm like, that's already been done. Like,
yeah.
You're kind of late to the ballgame.
Like, you can't do it. And you can't try to do it again, yeah. but worse. Like, yeah. It's not going
to
go well.
Yeah. You either have to improve it or build on it.
Yeah.
And they didn't.
No.
It just felt, like, very flimsy and lazy. Ugh. Let's see. It was very stylistic with, like, the beam of light.
Yeah.
Down in the basement of the church. And I'm like, what does he see? let's see. I thought it was cool how when he's kind of rooting around in the basement, mm-hmm. he is retying his shoe and he puts the flashlight underneath his armpit. And so he's retying yeah. and you see the flashlight beam like going over the ceiling. He's that not looking good. At it, but we get to see like some mm-hmm. of the surroundings while he's doing something else. I thought that was a really yeah, that cool was way cool. to like reveal some of it. Well, I'm going to skip that. And then I was also thinking like, okay, well, we have the creeper that's, like, doing things. How can he continue to kill many people?
Yeah.
It's, like, demonic town.
Right.
Because I was thinking very much of the Supernatural episode where there's the Scarecrow.
Yeah.
It's, like, a pagan entity or something.
Yep.
And the entire town is, like, okay, well, we help him. We feed mm-hmm. sacrifices to it. And our trees grow real good.
Love our trees.
We love our trees. And I thought it was going to be like, okay, well, is it going to be the, like, there's not safety with other people because
right.
everything's connected? Is it like a satanic county? Because they set up like they're going to have ritual or something be part of it, but it's really not.
It's nothing.
They interrupt a nice quiet diner. The entire diner experience made me very uncomfortable.
Yeah. One star. Just staring. And I was like, what?
And like when the phone rings, they're like, aren't you going to answer it? And it's like, we just walked
by. They made it seem like they knew something.
Yes.
And then no one did.
No one knew anything. And so I was like, you made them very unsettling.
Yeah.
And you didn't do anything with it.
But then later they're helpful.
Yeah.
When she's like, oh, Binky helps. Say, where'd they go? And I'm like, now you're helping? They walked into the diner and you look like you all wanted to kill them. Like, I don't get it.
It made no sense to me. The handprint, the cop car. We talked about that. The
yeah.
rearview mirror. Or not the rearview mirror, but we're watching the cop
right.
car, like him jump on the car.
Yeah.
Like, that was a cool shot. And then the creeper puts on his hat before he hits the road. Like, it's very important.
Yeah.
And then I just, it's one of my rules. Because I said this while I was watching. And my partner was like, I don't know that rule. I was like, it's my rule. You see a scarecrow, you turn around, you leave. There is nothing good that can come from
no,
a scarecrow.
They're spooky. You don't do it.
No. And then just zoning in cats. Mrs. Peacock loved talk about zoning and cats.
Stuck on that. It was very funny.
The actress, I call her Mrs. Peacock because she
yeah.
played Mrs. Peacock in Clue.
Oh, yeah.
And Clue is one of my favorite films mm-hmm. of all time. I also, or not also, I just saw Clue last night.
Oh, nice.
Not the film. The comedy on stage. It was like a Broadway touring
yeah,
show
yeah.
that was coming around. It was really fun. It was weird. I liked it. let's see. When she says, that's not my scarecrow, I'm like, it never is.
It never is.
The creeper does a backflip off the car, and he loves the drama.
Loved his little backflip.
And I could almost see him, like, entering RuPaul's Drag Race, like, when they first enter the room and they all do their grand entrance. And
he does
him
his
backflipping
little backflip.
Over a car. And they're like, yes. The bat wing flicks out, and he starts, like, flapping, and then... My next note is one more for the road in parentheses. She ran over him again.
Good.
Yeah. And then they call, like, this is when they're in the police station
yeah.
and they're radioing up saying, like, hey, something real bad is happening.
Yeah.
Like, there's death, whatever. They say, a real mover and shaker. I was like, he's a businessman. He has an idea.
A mover, a real shaker.
An entrepreneur.
Oh my God.
Let's see. Then I had a moment, a truly unhinged moment that I think would have made a great movie, but, you know, they didn't ask me.
Yeah.
So there, we're basically told, like, the mechanics of this is that when you have fear, he smells it. And
yeah.
once he gets your scent, like, he's going to, like, if he wants something
fan.
From you, he's a fan. Yeah.
yeah.
And he's going to get you eventually.
Mm-hmm.
Well, we had that fun moment early on where Trish is like, oh my God, your laundry, it's so gross. And she takes the car
oh, yeah.
air freshener and she pops it in his laundry bag. And I was like, maybe he's Hunkies for the air freshener.
That would have been so funny.
Right? And I was like, I'm Hunkies.
I'm Hunkies. What if they just ended it with him giving him the air freshener and he goes, that's all I need. Like, and he just leaves.
Puts it against his face, yeah. Walks away.
See ya.
23 years.
That would have been hilarious.
Would have been great. And then I just have another note, like she's wearing a cross necklace. Like, mm-hmm. It felt like they put a lot of things in there that they could have connected and they didn't.
It's just they threw some stuff to the wall and unfortunately, like I said before, it just all stuck and they went, put it in.
Yeah.
It's fine.
They're like, okay, ritual table. And it's like, show up.
I guess.
Like, do something with, I was mad.
But then he had his little sewing machine. I don't know.
I don't get it.
I didn't get it.
And then we have the new House of Pain and we tour the new digs, mm-hmm. as Dairy screams. And then we see the totally reasonable amount of head that's missing.
That made so much sense.
Yeah, no notes. It was really good.
Did they split him in twain? Like, I don't.
That would have been even easier to get the eyes. I don't.
There were easier ways to get him. Just scoop him.
Just scoop.
Melon ball him out.
I was about to say, yeah. And honestly, he's eating the parts so that he can grow them. He's not like plopping them in.
Right.
So they don't even need to be in tip top condition.
And how long does it take him to grow it? Like, they don't specify that either. Because he gets run over and there's a leg that's fully not attached to him anymore. And then all of a sudden he shows up and he's like, I'm back with legs. How long did it take you to grow? Did you eat to get those legs? Why get answers when you could just have questions? So.
Why get answers when you could just stares in the camera?
Be angry, I guess.
Yeah. So those are my notes.
They're good.
Yeah,
good notes.
Yeah. Scariest moment.
I guess I have one.
Yeah. For me, it's when Trish is in the car. It's still like they just saw the House of Pain.
Yeah.
And it's like, someone runs up and bangs on the window and it's Dairy. Yeah. It was a jump scare. It got me a wee bit.
His face.
And then I quickly fell out of fear because his face just stayed that way.
It was really funny. It was like half smushed.
Yeah. So that's mine.
Nice. Okay. I guess mine is when he has his little parasite mouth.
Yeah.
Because I just wasn't expecting.
Yeah.
I was like, that is just a man with a little bit of some extra like prosthetics on. Sure. Yeah. Like whatever. And then his little crazy mouth opens and I went, okay, sure, yeah. I was like, a little surprise. I wasn't ready.
Yeah.
So yeah, I didn't like his scary little mouth. Anything that has the little legs creeps me out. I don't like little legs like Mm-mm. that.
Then you would not like Predator.
That's I was like, what does this remind me of? And I was like, oh, Predator. And I don't like Predator's mouth either.
I recently watched 4 Predator movies.
I've never seen them.
Yeah, I finally, like, it was a thing like I wanted to watch cinematic universes, whatever. And so we watched Predator 1, Predator 2, and then.
Did you watch the new one?
Not yet.
Okay.
Then Alien versus Predator, which was sublime. And then Alien versus Predator 2, which sucked. And then I think it was like AVP Requiem or something.
Yeah.
And we saw Prometheus. Yeah. Which is an alien movie. Okay. So I haven't seen Prey yet.
Bits and pieces I've seen of the Predator franchise, but nothing more. So I want to, though.
Yeah.
I like the premise. I
think the first 3 movies, everything except AVP2, I think is fun to watch.
I did hear that the first one is good. Like the Predators versus the alien. I was like, that's fun. Yeah.
I like that one a lot.
Someday.
Oh, it's been a while.
Love it.
Are you ready for trolls?
Yeah.
Okay, first one. Oh, look, they really do love each other. Trish is just so fucking mean to Dairy.
So mean.
And then she's like, obviously I love my brother to the end of the earth. Take me instead. I'm sacrificing myself.
I know.
I was like, okay, cool. Arc number 23.
Mm-hmm.
We don't ever get any. They don't even, like, try to half-ass numerology. They could have. It would have taken, like, 5 minutes.
They get bored.
Bait and switch. So we think that it's going to be Trish, but it's Dairy instead.
Yeah.
The bad guy wins. Dairy ends up sans back of the
head. Right,
right. So it does end up that, like, Trish survives, but...
But Dairy's...
Yeah.
Gone!
Yeah. Big sister instinct.
Yeah.
Car ride games. It's them doing the license plate
Love
things.
Some car ride games.
Sealing corpse. Classic.
Many, yeah.
Cruel and unusual death.
Oh.
Yeah. Cut phone lines. They cut the phone lines in the cop station. It's going to be like the cop location.
The cop place.
Dies wide open. So that's when someone dies with their eyes wide open. So dies wide open. Evil detecting cat. We had a lot of these.
A lot of zoning issues.
Yeah, zoning issues.
That's how many.
Yeah. But essentially when the creeper approaches. The wind suddenly stops. The cats are yowling. It's a bad time. So they can detect the evil. Then we have an eye scream, EYE. Mm-hmm. You know.
Yeah.
Lost some eyes there.
Grass.
Foreshadowing. Heroic B-sod, so blue screen of death. So it's when Derry is just like catatonic after. Yeah. Like he is in shock and he is just refusing to speak to Trish. And she's like, you're freaking me out. Say something.
He's unwell.
Yeah. And then she does that later as well when she is like, well, my brother just died.
Yeah.
Yeah. So we have two of those. Heroic sacrifice. Mm-hmm. Attempted.
Yeah.
Does not succeed. Honor before reason. So this is where Derry's like, we gotta go back.
Oh, yeah.
And she's like, we really don't, though. And he was like, what if it was you? And, yeah.
Even I'm like, just call the police.
Just call the police.
Oy.
Insult of endearment. So they insult each other to show that they love each other. Usually that is when it's like, maybe it started off as an actual like insult, but then it becomes something where it's like a term of endearment. We had jump scare, a few of them.
Yeah.
Meaningful background event, which is when they're listening to the music in the car. Non-answer. Giselle doesn't give.
Right. She just looks.
They're like, are you ever wrong? And she's like, you don't understand.
You don't get it.
Yeah. Our slashes are different.
Yeah.
Sure, police are useless.
Mm-hmm.
And they're like, subverted. And I was like, was it subverted? How'd they help? They stare at it for a while before shooting, and they shoot everything they have, and they still don't do anything.
Still get nothing.
Yeah. And then there are, like, three or more that are connected to, like, Giselle. And I didn't write this one down because I don't remember the name of the trope, but it's, like, a mystic black woman. And usually, in this trope, they sacrifice themselves for a white person.
Right.
And we saw that with, I think, Annabelle 2.
Yes.
And
awful.
And in this one, she tries to sacrifice herself for them, but the creeper doesn't want her.
He's like, no.
Yeah. But it's like, aside from the sacrificial part, there's also that trope of like the mystical black person.
Yeah.
It's like, oh, cool, reductive. Love that.
Neato.
But the other psychic ones are psychic powers, unhappy medium, and blessed with suck. Red herring. We think that that's like the bait and switch situation.
Right.
A wee bit. Regularly scheduled evil, where it's every 23 years and like the 23rd of March or something. I don't know.
Some shit.
Sinister whistling.
Oh, yeah.
The stinger. This is when we like end on Derry's face with the eyes and all that.
And it all made sense. It was perfect.
I think you're familiar with that scene.
Yeah.
Do you remember it?
It was, it was good.
Yeah.
And I understood it. Yep. And yeah, it was really good.
Okay, yeah.
Perfect scene.
Top five.
I loved it.
Yeah.
Personally.
Yeah. Take Me Instead. Another heroic sacrifice thing. Doesn't work. Titled after the song. It's the movie.
Didn't
make any sense. Okay. And then Urban Legend. We get a little bit of teasing around this, but they don't really develop that either very much. So it felt a lot like, as you're saying, they threw everything. Everything stuck, but nothing stuck together.
No.
It was not cohesive.
They kept a little bit of everything.
Yeah. So we got a movie that like had some good like tension building in the first maybe half
yeah.
and then rapidly fell apart. Nothing was like binding it together.
No, and it had like some fun shots here and there, but that was kind of it.
That's it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Woo!
Woo!
A good movie!
Great!
So now we get to rate this movie.
Yeah.
I'm looking at some things we've got. It's got some parasite face.
Mm.
Mind if I sniff you? That's not something I wrote. I don't even know what we'd call his eyes, the hole in his head, the whatever.
Ocular divots.
His ocular divots? Zoning issues.
Zoning issues.
Oh, God. Tongue snacks.
Yep. I had flammable husks.
Oh, flammable husks is good.
I feel like we've had a husk before.
I think we have.
Yeah.
Have had a husk.
Yeah.
I believe.
Tongue snacks? Was it?
Tongue snacks. Yeah.
Zoning issues.
Yeah.
I kind of like zoning issues.
Yeah. This movie is a zoning issue.
Yeah.
I'm ready.
One, two. Okay, yeah.
Nope. I was trying to be nice.
I have no niceness left in
me. No, me neither.
This is the lowest I've ever rated a film.
Really?
Yeah.
Oh, it's your first one?
Yeah.
Wow.
I gave it one zoning issue.
Nice. Yeah. And I also gave it one zoning issue.
Yeah. I think it's pretty clear as we've talked about it why we have...
Like, I want to point out, too, that all of my notes and hatred for this movie came before I found everything out.
Yeah.
And then I was like, oh, now I no longer feel bad for hating this movie. Like,
yeah.
And not that, like, you should ever feel bad for, like, hating a movie. Like, you're allowed to hate things and not like things. But I don't know. At first, I was like, maybe I don't understand the hype. And then I was like, no, it's just bad. And the director's bad.
And it also feels like, you know, we've seen a few movies at this point. And someone compared it to Scream, like, favorably. And I was like, did you watch Scream?
Scream's great.
And it's, we talked about this already, but, like, to me, maybe you would enjoy this more if you hadn't seen very, like, self-aware, self-referential things. Maybe if this was your first foray into horror that, like, kind of jokes about the tropes, maybe this would seem more original to you.
Yeah.
And that's totally fair. Or, like, maybe you saw this for the first time at, like, a slumber party and it has, like, that nostalgic factor. Like, a lot of, like, when it came out, that was how a lot of people our age were, like, experiencing it.
Right. And that's why I was like, you know, maybe it just has some nostalgia for people because it was, like we said, big. It came out. People saw it, liked it. Yeah. And it seems like a good, like, sleepover movie where you're like, you've never seen this scary movie? I'll put it on. So I can understand that, I guess. Yeah. It just wasn't my cup of tea. I think, you know, normally I would say fun with friends to make fun of, but don't give money. Don't waste your time. If you can get it for free and you want to watch it, go for it.
Yeah.
But don't spend money.
Yeah.
He doesn't deserve it. No.
Yeah. So that's our discussion with a total of 2 zoning issues.
2 zoning. That's honestly.
And that's fewer than the cat lady.
Yeah, I know. So. Doing all right.
Yeah. So that wraps up our discussion of Jeepers Creepers.
Yeah.
If you enjoyed your time with us, we would really appreciate it if you'd rate and review on Apple Podcasts. That helps other folks find us, but it's also just really cool to see what you have to say.
It's just great. We love it. Yeah. Please.
You can follow us on Instagram at JessicaWithIt, and every week we'll post the movie for the week, some no-context quotes, that sort of thing. You can check out our extended show notes on our website, JustGoWithItPod.com, or maybe even take a look at our Patreon at Patreon.com/JustGoWithIt.
Do it.
We have a Simon watch tonight. We haven't chosen what we're watching yet. Yeah. There were some good options in there.
I know. We got to look.
What? Sorry. My brain stopped.
I was like, what did I say?
You said nothing. I just had my, you know, like it gets to the end of the roller coaster and it just like hits the bumpers.
And you're like, here we are.
Man, COVID did a number on me.
You looked at me and I was like, oh, sorry.
I'm sorry. I'm sorry that I did that. We'd like to take this opportunity to thank our patrons. Kim, Kelly, Nero, Rachel, Kelsey, Sula, Tim, Beth, Katie, Morgan, Brady, Kenny, Janice, Brian, Jess, Ada, Dalton, Andrew, and Olivia.
Woo!
I saw you little shoulders.
I did. I was trying to keep it subtle.
It was nice. Thank you. I felt supported.
Yeah.
Yeah.
A little dance.
The intro and outro music was created by Anthony Racazella. The cover art is by your very own Nikki Solomon.
Yep. And what part do you think he would take from me?
Huh?
Is it my beautiful eyes, my little nose? Keep in mind that I can't see anything and I have bad allergies, so I can't smell.
Well, it's a personal ears. Nose. And maybe he doesn't want to smell anymore. Ooh, good ears.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I think ears. Yeah. I think you take your ears.
I think you take your nose.
Really?
You got a beautiful nose.
Oh, thank you.
You're welcome.
Someone told me it was very symmetrical. And I was like, thank you.
Love that. That's a good compliment. I love math. Thanks.
I choked on my lap.
That's good. My ears, your nose. Full heart can't lose.
Yep.